On this episode of the Natural Health World podcast, I'm going to give you 5 ways to regain your youthful energy so you can go from being tense and tired to feeling younger and supercharged. Welcome. Now let's start the show.
It's time to take some time to love yourself. The beautiful, natural, wonderful you. Welcome to the Natural Health World podcast with your host, Carla Rose, natural health and beauty coach and creator of the Natural Health Philosophy.
Hi there, and welcome to the Natural Health World podcast. I'm Carla Rose, your natural health and beauty coach and guru. Today, we're talking about 5 ways to regain your youthful energy. Remember how you used to feel when you were young? Well, first, though, let's take a deep breath. Everybody just stop what you're doing, stop for a moment, and let's just take a breath and be with each other here. Let go of the day's tensions. Concentrate on yourself. You are a beautiful person, and we're here to talk about you, only you, what's deep in your heart, what's in your mind, and what's in your body. And I want you to concentrate on yourself, loving yourself, recognizing your deep inner beauty that's there, whether other people tell you that or not. I'm here to help you tell yourself that you are worthy of loving. You are a beautiful person. You're beautiful within and you're beautiful without, whether you recognize it or not. It does not matter if anybody else in the world appreciates you. I want you to know that I appreciate you because you are who you are and for no other reason. And I want you to think of this moment as special and belonging only to you and to me together. I want you to take the time to feel the feelings of joy and love that you can summon within yourself. From your soul, from the deepest part of your spirit, you are pure love. You are connected to the greatest love that exists. And if you can feel that and enjoy that and relax into that, this session, this moment, this podcast will lift you up. And that's what I want you to feel, lifted up, encouraged, happy to be here, filled with hope, filled with natural expectations of the beauty that lies within you. And I hope that you will feel this long after we stop having this chat together. I'm here for you to help you, guide you, coach you, so that you will get better and better and better at being the loving person to yourself that you deserve. You deserve this. You deserve to be loved. You deserve to be treated beautifully so that you can feel your own natural beauty and health. They are tied together. Your health and your natural beauty are 2 different sides of the same coin, and they are in you. All right, I wanted to share with you an experience I had meeting some of my old nursing school classmates for a get-together. We were having a reunion of sorts. There weren't a lot of us. We're all about 66, 67 years old or so. And we went outside. We're in a beautiful place. We went outside for a walk together, some of us. And there were some who were huffing and puffing on the slightest hill. This was on a ranch. It was hilly. I was surprised at how they seemed to lack energy, even on something that didn't seem all that strenuous. Well, as for me, I had on my running shoes. I took off my long-sleeved shirt, and I took off running. And they could stay back and huff and puff all they wanted. They caught up with me later. I was back at our starting place. Now, how did that happen? What was it that separated the same people of the same age from somebody more energetic, and that was me? I want to give you 5 ways. These are things I use where you can recapture your youthful energy. If you're lagging in energy now, if you're not feeling at your best, some of us, as we get into middle age, we think we're supposed to be slowing down or not having that energy that we had 20 years ago. We put this in our own minds. It doesn't have to be there. There are little things you can do and some very important bigger things you can do to keep that energy. And you can banish that sluggish, I don't have to have the energy I used to have, that kind of thinking. You can banish that from your mind. So the first way to regain your youthful energy is really simple. It's stretching. This is important because it gets the kinks out. It takes very little time, but one of the most important things about it is that it helps bring blood flow to the brain and to your muscles. If you're doing this in the morning, it wakes you up. Now, how I do it, there are several ways, but a couple of the easiest ways are, first of all, to bend over from the waist. You let your head and shoulders just hang down loosely, no tension. Let your body go forward as far as you can without trying hard, just relaxing into it. Maybe you can only bend far, but very far forward a little bit, or maybe you can bend all the way over to reach your toes. Let your body bend as far as it can from the waist. It matters that you do this very simple thing and relax with your arms hanging loosely. Count to 30 slowly. And what's happening while you're counting is that that rich oxygenated blood is getting to your head, your neck and shoulders, the top of your body where gravity is basically pulling it downward all day. You're putting it back. All right, so bending over from the waist is a good one. After that, you stand up straight and you reach your arms above your head and stretch your arms as high as you can. And again, you want to count to 30. That is changing your circulation, bringing blood flow back to the area where you need it, draining your arms and hands that might get a little bit swollen during the day, and increasing your circulation. Then the third part of this stretching exercise is with your arms still stretched over your head, you want to lean back as far as you can. Now, you're stretching your spine when you do this, and that's really good for your backbone. You don't have to lean back very far at all, but that's good for your back muscles, and it helps get the tension out of your neck, where lots of us store tension. When you get uptight, don't we kind of tense up and pull our shoulders up toward our ears? This really undoes that, and it's great. There are a lot of benefits to this kind of stretching. It releases muscle tightness. It releases tension that's going to energize you. And it's going to help you think better when you do this forward bending part of it. This can be done at work. It can be done at home. It doesn't take any equipment. Just put your 2 feet flat on the floor and do it. Now, I may exercise in the morning, and after a day at work, I can get all tightened up again. So I make it my own habit to stretch before I get into bed every night. My husband thinks I'm a little nuts, but maybe the stretching helps release tension from my body, and that's why I sleep as well as I do most of the time. The second way to regain that youthful energy is with your mind. Number two, detox your thoughts. Now, why is this important? This is important because it helps get rid of negative things, negative thoughts you are storing in yourself, in your mind, about other people. If you have these negative thoughts, they're an energy drain. They really do affect how you feel. Thoughts are things. They really do affect how you feel. They have power. They have weight and substance. They can even affect your weight. We go to them without thinking about it, but they are not healthy. You have to make a plan and effort to rid yourself of negative thoughts as much as you can. Nobody's perfect at this. I know I'm not, but I work at it, and I try to stay as positive as possible every day, starting in the morning. I want to tell you my daily ritual. When I am in the shower, just after I turn off the water, I let the water flow off the ends of my hands, and I shake them the way we do when we want to get them dry and there's no paper towels in the bathroom. Shake, 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 and I say, I remove all negative thoughts. And that little ritual keeps me focused on the fact that I'm trying to detox my thoughts. So that's one exercise you can do. Find a daily ritual that helps you detox your thoughts. It makes you more conscious. The third way to regain your youthful energy is to move your body. This is important because movement brings more oxygen to your muscles. Your muscles get low on energy. When they get low on energy, you lose energy. And we have the most common excuse everybody always has for not exercising at all, not moving your body: I don't have time. Well, I'm a busy person too, and I exercise almost every single day. If you're really busy, you can break it up into 10-minute segments if you want to or you need to. I think you can find 10 minutes three times a day. I really think you can. Now, here's one thing that can help you. Get a simple piece of equipment that you can use at home. A stretchy band with handles on it works great. I have one of these. Mine's green. They come in different strengths. The green one is kind of medium. They come with instructions and ideas, and they teach you how to use them. You can pull on it with your feet. You can use it between your shoulders and pull on it for both sides of your hands. They're really useful. It's simple to use. You can pack it in a suitcase. You could put it in a bag, in a tote bag, and take it with you wherever you're going. It's a really good tool, very inexpensive, and it helps you move your body. An exercise ball, another great piece of equipment. You can use this at home. You want to get one that also comes with a booklet or a video with suggestions on how to use it. It's great for strengthening your core. Now, what's that? Your core is your torso, hips, and your bottom. If you get that stronger, you will have more energy because it's easier to do everything. You can lift, you can bend, you can stoop down, you can keep your balance. Everything's easier if your core is strong. You can use the exercise band or the ball while you're watching TV. So what I'm suggesting about a stretch band can be done by people in wheelchairs, so it's safe for most people. If you're able-bodied, try the exercise ball. I do the exercise ball with my husband sometimes. We get on the floor together and do exercises at home, and he always tells me how the exercise ball feels good for his back, because his back, especially his low back, gets really tight. But I have to kind of make him do it. He never initiates it on his own. But hey, at least he follows my suggestions. That's a good thing. So I would suggest those two things, the stretch band or the exercise ball, to give you a little boost, to keep you going, to keep that in your mind, that you don't have an excuse that you don't have time. You can do this while you're listening or watching TV, something like that. If you really love yourself and you want to love yourself even more, then you'll take those 10-minute segments or maybe 30 minutes altogether and move your body. The fourth way to regain your youthful energy is to express gratitude. This is important because not expressing gratitude can drag you down and cause you to fail to see what you have. When you start thinking about what you don't have, you get lost and you lose the ability to appreciate. Appreciating what you have, the ability to move, think, work, help your family, all those things can get lost. And I want to tell you about somebody I met as a nurse visiting people at home. When I did that, I saw every kind of disability you could think of. This man is one of the 10,000 patients I consider my teachers. I saw about 10,000 patients during my nursing career, and every one of them was my teacher. And I'm sharing those lessons with you here. All right, so this man was in a wheelchair, diabetic. He had both legs amputated above the knee. No legs. He didn't have prostheses either. They cost too much money, so he just had to get around with no legs. He was one of the happiest people I have ever met, and I commented to him about his beautiful positive attitude, and he told me how grateful he was for his family, that he could be with them and love them and be loved by them. I was so moved. Look at here, I'm getting choked up just thinking about it. What a lesson that was. He had so much energy, this guy sitting in a wheelchair. And I will always believe that his energy was helped by his appreciation for what he did have, not focusing on what he didn't have. Both legs gone. Gratitude and appreciation are energizing. That's the takeaway. The fifth way to regain your youthful energy is to eat enough protein. Now, why is this important? It's really important because most women around 50 or over 50, like I am, do not normally get enough good quality protein in their diet. You need some protein at every meal, 3 times a day. That means you need to add it to your diet and be sure that you are counting how much it is. 20 grams per meal. That may sound like a lot, but when you look at what it is and measure it, it's not that much. That's 2 eggs. That's 20 grams of protein. Half a chicken breast, one of those big fat chicken breasts, double. Half a chicken breast is about 20 grams. It's 1 cup of cottage cheese. If you don't eat meat, it's the equivalent amount of tofu or other plant-based source of protein, such as beans. Be sure you know the equivalent amounts of protein in plant-based sources as there are in meat, fish, or eggs, because you have to mentally measure this if you're going to keep up with an adequate amount of protein to give you the energy that you need throughout the day. And be sure that you are getting complete protein in your plant-based sources. Sometimes that means you have to combine two different kinds of plant-based proteins to get all your essentials. So, just to summarize, we're going to go through the five ways to help you regain your youthful energy. The first way is to do stretching. That gets the kinks out, increases the oxygen flow, reduces the tension in your neck and shoulders. You can bend from the waist, reach over your head, and reach as far forward and backward as you can. The second way to regain your youthful energy is to detox your thoughts. Find a daily ritual that's going to help you get rid of negative thoughts about other people and things. I do it in the shower every day. That's a good way. Shake your hands and say that you're removing all negative thoughts. The third way is to move your body. You don't have to do anything too strenuous. You don't have to run a marathon. You just have to think about 30 minutes a day, which you can break up into 10-minute segments. You can use a simple piece of equipment to do this, like a stretch band or an exercise ball. Do it at home, but make sure you're doing this 30 minutes every day. The fourth way to regain your youthful energy is to express gratitude for what you have. Remember the man in the wheelchair with no legs, one of the happiest and most energetic people you could ever meet. Express gratitude for what you have and don't focus at all on what you don't have. And the fifth way to regain your youthful energy is to eat enough protein. Ladies, we need more than most people think, 60 grams of protein a day. If you get that in your body, you're going to build muscle, you're going to have enough protein to give you the kind of energy that you need to sustain yourself and not let your energy flag and droop so that you're feeling old. We don't want that. And all of this is directed toward respecting and loving the body that you have. If you love and respect the body you have, you are going to take the best possible care you can of yourself. Because you deserve that kind of care. You deserve that attention. You deserve that time. Don't always put yourself second and last after everybody else in your family and your life. Pay attention to you. You are really important to me, and I hope that you will learn that you need to be really important to yourself too. I participate, as you probably know, in the sport of triathlon. That means swimming, biking, and running all in one event. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm 67, I'm the oldest person in my training group, am I going to do this again? Well, the best way to get myself going was to sign up for the next one. I belong to a training group, so I paid my money. Once you put that credit card in, you're committed, and it's a very good way to get yourself motivated. And when it's the off season, I participate in boot camp, which means we're getting down on the ground twice a week and doing stretching, and we use an exercise ball, and we use an exercise band, and we do push-ups, and we do sit-ups, and we do every kind of thing you could think of. It's tiring, but I will tell you, it's given me a six-pack. And I am very happy at the age of 67 to tell you, I've got a six-pack. Now, you may not aspire to do something as strenuous as I'm doing, but I think the important thing to remember is that everyone can do something. Everyone. People in wheelchairs do stretching exercises. People who cannot walk are able to do things to move their bodies, and you can do something to move yours. I may be kind of far out there compared with some people my age. Some people think I'm crazy. Somebody asked me the other day, whatever possessed you to take up triathlon? Well, you know, I take exercise seriously, and part of the reason I do it is because I can. For you, whether you're in that category or not, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to do more than you've been doing in the past because it pays off. It pays off so beautifully. You can lose weight. You can feel great about yourself. You can fit into a size you didn't think you'd ever fit into again. It's the most exhilarating feeling in the world, and I would so love it if you could feel that exhilaration that I feel when I'm out there following all these things, trying as hard as I can to honor myself and my body. It took me a while to learn these things, and I hope that you are learning them too. I want to share them with you so that you can take them in and apply them in your life in whatever way suits you the best. Because I'd love to see you smiling. I'd love to feel your smile when we talk again. And I hope you've enjoyed listening today as much as I've enjoyed making this for you. I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast as much as I enjoyed making it for you. If you like this episode, you're absolutely going to love our online community. When you join, you'll get the tools, care, and confidence you need to live a naturally healthy lifestyle and love your body from the inside out. Now, think about this. If you're experiencing unusual weight gain, or you're having a problem losing that extra weight, if you're feeling exhaustion and fatigue, if you're under constant stress the way so many women are, if you're having trouble sleeping, if you have anxiety, and you just know generally you're not as healthy as you want to be, I'd like you to consider becoming a member of the Natural Health World community. Just imagine yourself having more energy, thinking more clearly, feeling stronger. Imagine yourself sleeping better, not feeling bloated and unhappy and unfit. Finally, curbing those food cravings. Imagine having your clothes fit better and looking beautiful. Think of hearing people say to you, "You look great," and really feeling in your heart, "Hey, that's true, that's me." Imagine looking in the mirror and feeling sexy. Think of becoming a healthy role model for your children in the way they deserve, making your husband or partner so proud of you, and just feeling more confident about how special you truly are, taking that feeling of confidence into your work, your relationships, everything that you do. That's what you're going to experience when you become a member of our community. All members of Natural Health World get the three C's. That's content, coaching, and community. And I'd love for you to join us so I can get to know you and help you personally. In the coaching part, I'll answer your questions. It's like having me giving you a personal hug right then. And you'll also get the help and encouragement from other like-minded goddesses who are part of the community too. Just go to naturalhealthworld.net to become a member. That's naturalhealthworld.net. Go there now.